There's no question about it. Our bodies need live, nutritious, or organic food in order to be able to maintain health and wellness. Many people tell me, I don't have the resources to purchase organic food. I can't buy all of that live food that you say is so good for me. My budget simply won't allow it. That's a choice. It's a choice that many people make. It's also a choice to incur the costs of hospital visits and the consequences of illness as that particular person ages. You can choose to incur the cost up front when you are younger and maintain health and wellness throughout your entire life, or you can accept the consequences. I'll say it again, it is a choice. No additional studies are required or needed to, in fact, prove that people who eat healthy, nutritious food each and every day will be far, far more healthier and vibrant and less depressed than individuals who eat food that they may love, but is not the food that their body needs to maintain health and wellness. I'm not really telling you anything that you do not know. You know that eating healthy food will make a difference. But let me offer to you another choice that many people, including myself, make. This choice is to say, I believe that I'm not getting enough calcium and pantothenic acid. Now, don't exactly ask me to say what those reasons are. Sometimes I just get hunches, or sometimes a healthcare provider tells me, you're looking a little pink these days. You know, what you really need is more vitamin C or pantothenic acid or calcium or fill in the blank. And I say to myself, oh my heavens, I think you're right. Pink means fill in the blank. So I rush to the supplement store and I purchase these specific supplements. I begin to take them. And after a while, I say to myself, I believe the pink is fading. Look at me. I am so happy I made such a good decision. Now, these particular choices can also be, of course, quite wise and instrumental in helping us return to health and balance. I'm certainly not arguing against supplements. Let me make, however, another argument. Supplements are simply food. Food is a way that we can obtain all the nutrition that we actually need. If we eat nutritious food each and every day, I don't mean every week, I mean each and every day, you, nor I, nor anyone would actually need to take any supplements whatsoever. No follow-up is required. No consultations with health care providers are necessary. No one needs to look at us and say, you're looking a little pink today. Everything okay? The reality is that if we set into motion a habit of eating fresh, live, organic food each and every day, we have an excellent chance of not only maintaining health and wellness, but also of reversing disease states. Am I saying that you'll be able to reverse the symptoms of Parkinson's by eating healthy food? Maybe, maybe not. Some people are accomplishing just that. I do know, however, that it will make a huge and a significant impact on how you feel each and every day. I do also know that more and more people are coming out with announcements that they were able to heal seriously debilitating conditions by simply changing their diets. These are people who went to all the best medical doctors and received all the best and cutting-edge medical treatments and found that none of that really seemed to help. What really helped was to change their habit of what they put inside their body. As an end note to this discussion, I just want to plant a seed of an idea that you may find to be useful. I personally find it sometimes difficult to eat a lot of greens, a lot of salads. It's never been something that I find is enjoyable. What I've discovered is that if I go to my local co-op, I can purchase lots of fresh vegetables that have many, many different colors. I put them in my bag. The purchase cost is actually at our co-op very, very modest and reasonable, far less than what I would have to pay at a regular grocery store. I come home, and on a regular basis, we juice these vegetables, usually combining them together with some fruits that makes the juice so yummy and tasteful. We put lots of things into this juice every day. It's live food, and I can simply drink this yummy energy drink that we make ourselves every day. I can then be sure that every day I'm getting the live food that I actually need. One of the challenges of juicing that I've had previously is to wash all the parts of the juicer. It tended to take 20 or 30 minutes, and I had books to write and felt like I couldn't take the time to wash my juicer. So I stopped doing juicing for a year or two. We're back to doing it and have purchased something called a Vitamax, which is a juicer which is very easy to clean. Yes, it does cost a bit of money, but the truth of the matter is my choice is to pay the money up front now so that I can maintain my health as I age, rather than pay the money later when hospital visits would be required. So the challenge is of the week. As you continue to consider the difference between eating food that is yummy to your tummy but not good for your body versus good that is, in fact, what your body needs to maintain health and wellness, and to ask yourself, it's a choice. Every bite that we put into our body is a choice as to how we want to live and feel the next hour, the next day, the next month, and the next year, and for the rest of our lives. It's all a choice. I invite you to consider making new choices about what you eat. If, in fact, in your own estimation, some of what you're eating is not in your best and highest good. Robert Rogers, and this is Parkinson's Recovery. Good day.